Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and thank you for tuning in to our Thursday night programming of Totally Driven Radio. Heh, but why wouldn't you tune into the greatest show heard all around the world?
Tuesday night edition of Totally Driven Radio, and it is an indie metal music special. So that means I hope you're ready to crank it up, turn it up, bang your head, and rock like fuck with the rest of us. So, here we go. My name is Bay Ragney, and tonight on the show, we got two bands, both from the state of Texas. We got, who are we going to play first? We're going to do Asriel's Bane first. I talked with Trey Gadler from Asriel's Bane last week. Taped an interview with him. Great guy. Great band. Killer hard rocking. So we're going to play this interview. And then I'm going to play a few tunes from Asriel's Bane. So, let's see. You know what? Let's do this. Here we go. Here's Trey Gadler. Asriel's Bane, and then get ready to rock. Trey.
Hey.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Good.
Doing great. What's happening?
All right. All ready?
Yeah.
All right. So, honestly, as you know, when you guys were first presented to me, I honestly felt like, just from the band name alone, I was like, all right, this is going to be like, I thought you were going to be like a thrash metal band or something. And then when I start listening to you guys, I'm like, dude, this is like classic, old school, hard rock metal that I know and love.
Yeah, man, we've actually gotten that same kind of impression over the years based on the name. You know, I guess we really never thought that out when we put it together, we named the band, but. But yeah, we're definitely not a thrash band, not by any stretch, not at all. So,
no.
You know, we were actually last night. We were goofing around in the rehearsal room, and the guys were playing some Anthrax stuff, just goofing around. But yeah, that's about as close to it as we ever get.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool, though. So, now you guys did you just come off like a 5-year hiatus?
Yeah, pretty much. We took a break. I think it was roughly 08, 09, something like that. I don't remember exactly, but somewhere around there. Maybe in 2010. I don't recall exactly. But it was supposed to be a short break, you know, and it was just one of those things where one thing led to another. And next thing you know, about 5 years had gone by. And we decided it was time to get back on the horse, so to speak, and get back to work. So, but yeah, we've been inactive for quite a while. Everybody's been off doing other things, side projects and things like that. But,
right.
And we stayed in touch, but we hadn't actually worked together as a band until recently for years.
As time was going on, were you thinking to yourself, like, it's never going to happen again?
Yeah, I mean, I personally had those thoughts. I think some of the other guys didn't, you know, because our bass player, Brent, was always pretty adamant about getting things rolling again at some point. And, you know, it was just, we had a whole bunch of stuff happen all at the same time that caused us to take the break in the first place. And it was all just a bunch of little things, you know, that kind of added up. Nothing major,
right.
no drama in the band or anything. But, that much time goes by, and especially when everybody's involved doing other things, you know, you're kind of thinking, well, you know, if it ever, opportunity ever presents itself, we might get it back together. But, you know, I, I remember thinking at one point, yeah, it's probably not going to happen, but you know, but it did. So yeah, we're back back in the game and having a real good time with it, and it's cool. So
cool. Now, what was like? Was there like any specific thing that really sparked you guys getting back together, or just finally like the you know like the planets aligned?
Well, initially, what initially started the talk of us doing it again was we had one of the guys that was one of our crew guys back in the day that passed away in an accident. And, you know, we all talked about getting together and doing a show for a like a memorial benefit type thing for his family.
Right.
And that was what started the discussions. And then everything kind of, you know, went forward from that because it – what started the big part of this was our drummer, Rick Ward, moved out of state, moved halfway across the country, you know, and, and the way we work and write and stuff, it's really difficult to do it via the internet or whatever and email and stuff. We kind of need to be in the same room together to really get things
sure.
done the way we do it. So that was a big part of it. So we thought about, okay, we're gonna have to go find a new drummer and all that. And it just never really, for whatever reason, we just never did, you know. And but then when we just started talking about doing this benefit thing, we got Van in, our new drummer, Van Turner. We brought him into the room, and he's an old friend. We've all known him for years, and we just never played, you know, together. So got him in the room, and it felt really good and felt comfortable. So that was kind of a, okay, you know, we felt like the band again, you know. So
right.
That was kind of – and just jamming in the rehearsal room a few times, you know, it just felt really good. You know, it's kind of like putting on an old comfortable pair of shoes or something, you know, and I was like, man,
sure.
this kicks ass. So we, you know, we all, that was really what got it rolling. Just getting in there and playing those songs again, you know, and, the way, you know, everybody looking around each other, everybody with these ear to ear grins, you know, thinking, man, this is great. So that was really what really got it going.
Yeah, that's the cool part. Like I've been in that same type of position with a band I used to play with. I mean, we were together for, 16 years altogether, but we would take, like, towards the end, it was like, all right, we're going to take a year off. Not even just it just dwindled. And you end up taking a year or two off, and then same thing, like a benefit comes, get asked to play, and then you get back in that rehearsal room, and you start playing, and you're just seeing that magic spark in each other's eyes again. It's just like, it's such an incredible feeling.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah, you nailed it. That's really what it was. This group of guys, I mean, the chemistry between all of us is great, always has been, you know, and that's hard to find, you know. I mean, if you're
sure.
out there putting together bands, it's tough. It's tough to get five guys that not, let alone, you know, that can get along well together, but also be able to, you know, to make cool music together and, you know, without any drama and all that kind of stuff. It's just, you know, every musician that knows that it's sometimes it's really hard to do that. When you get a group of guys together like that, where everything really clicks and really works, it's definitely worth trying to hold on to it, you know, for sure. So,
absolutely.
And that's, you know, that's what we've got. So we're
cool.
back in it and writing songs again. And yeah, it's really cool.
Was it tough for you to let go though at that point? Like when you guys decided to take a break, was it tough?
No.
I mean, hard on you personally or?
For me personally, it wasn't. I was kind of ready for a break, you know, because we were hitting it really hard, playing a lot, you know, on the road all the time. And, you know, I've got a family and kids and stuff, and it was
right.
kind of nice to be able to just kind of put the band on the back burner for a while and start focusing on, you know, just more personal stuff, the family and stuff like that. So, and I was personally ready for a little bit of a breather when we did it, you know, so... you know, but I didn't expect it to be 5 years, man. I thought, you know, that, we'll take 6 months off or maybe a year or whatever. Next thing you know, 5 years have gone by. But, and I think it's probably the same for most of us because, you know, we were hitting it really hard there for a while and, kind of burning the candle at both ends type deal. And it takes a toll a little bit, you know, but, you know, we had a big enough break now where I think everybody's ready to go again.
Cool. Now, you guys, you got to play some, like, cool shows with some cool bands. I mean, Hammerfall, Danzig, Wasp, and freaking Motorhead, and a bunch of others. But Motorhead, I mean, how was that?
Oh, that was phenomenal. I mean, just about the coolest thing ever, really. And, it, you know, the gig itself was great, but it was after the show, just hanging out, you know, listen to those guys tell stories and stuff was, for me personally, about the coolest thing I've ever experienced my whole career. It was awesome. You know, it was just, wow. And we, you know, we've done a lot of stuff with a lot of bands, sure. But that particular gig, it was just, we sat there in a hotel, like, lounge thing. It was because we're staying in the same hotel, you know, and sat there listening to those guys tell stories until literally till the sun came up, you know, which was just amazing. You know, they're sitting there telling you stories about stuff that, you know, 30, 40 years on the road or whatever, which was so cool, you know. And, you know, for me personally, that was just one of the highlights of my whole career. It was just great.
That's awesome. So, all right, so you guys have signed with High Volume Music.
Yeah, we sure have. We're re-releasing our two records that we've already had out. They're coming back out again next month. April 8th is when it drops. Remastered them, added a bonus track. So we're putting those out as a double album, just putting both records on one and, you know, selling for the price of one, basically. And so it's kind of a buy one, get one free type thing, which is just kind of a reintroduce people to our stuff and get it back out there again. And then in the meantime, we're writing and getting things ready for a new record we're hoping to put out next year.
Cool. Yeah. I was thinking to myself, too. I'm like, you know, it's a smart idea to go that route. I mean, you're getting some fresh material out there, but it's a repackage of your older stuff, and it's a way to, you know, reconnect with the old fans and give new fans a fresh start to you.
Yeah, that was the whole thought process behind it. And our second record, Modern Day Babylon, didn't really get a hard release anyway. I mean, that was one of the things that happened back when all the hiatus happened, was we had that record done and in the can, and then we ran into some issues with the label that we were with, and essentially just never really came out. I mean, we put some of it out, put it out there a little bit, but there was never a really solid release behind it, you know? So we kind of more or less sat on it, to be honest. So now that was coming out with an official proper release, but also packaged with the first record as well, which, you know, just gives people a little bonus incentive. And we put a bonus track on it too. And like I said, we remastered everything and remixed some of it. And so I think it's good. You know, the artwork's freshened up and stuff. It looks really cool. It's going to sound great. Right. So, you know, and hopefully it's a thing for the people that have been supporting us from day one, but also for people who've never heard of us before, they can get their hands on something that's pretty cool, you know, and kind of introduce people to us all over again. So that's the plan anyway.
Cool. The bonus track, is that a new track or is it like an unreleased track? Or?
Yeah, we just went and recorded it recently. We did recorded a cover actually of a Sabotage song, Edge of Thorns. Okay. And we put that on there. We just did it. I guess we recorded it back in, I think it was December, just here recently. So, yeah, it's a brand new recording. And put that on there as a bonus. A little extra for everybody to just, you know, something that we've recorded in the last 10 years or whatever, you know. So they can hear, okay, yeah, these guys can still do it. So
cool.
But, yeah, it's brand new. So, and I don't think anybody's, you know, from what I understand, that stuff's supposed to be going out like here now, maybe this week or so, going out to where for reviews and do radio and stuff. So hopefully we'll start getting feedback. Did you? Okay, cool. Okay.
I got mine, yep.
Hopefully we'll start getting some feedback on that here soon. So
cool. Now, and I guess the plan is to release a brand new album next year then?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're writing for it now, so I mean, we're nowhere near ready to record yet. I mean, we're just writing. So it's probably going to be late 2017, I would say, by the time we actually get everything done. There is a possibility that we might put a live record out in the interim between, just kind of pop one out there.
Right.
Depending on how things go, because we're looking at recording. The next show we're doing here in April, we're recording that show and, you know, going subbing out to a live recording board. So we'll have that tracked and shooting video and stuff. So we're looking at that going, okay, well, maybe we'll do, if it comes out cool, then maybe we'll, the label's already said that they'd be interested in maybe putting that out too. So there's a possibility of that, but that's kind of up in the air right now. It's just, but that, you know, maybe we'll see. And then, but definitely on the definitely sometime in 2017 we should have a brand new record out.
Nice. And actually, April 8th, you said, is the release date. You guys are also doing a big release party that night as well, right?
Yeah, we sure are. We're doing one here in Houston at BFE Rock Club. We're doing a big show here, and we're going to go ahead and record that and shoot video at it as well. And then we're doing two shows, just a couple shows here to kick the ball, get the ball rolling. That one here in Houston, then we're doing one on April 9th up in Dallas, Reno's at Dallas. So, yeah, it would just be a couple of Texas shows to just get things started. And then we'll get some more stuff going, early summer, get out, really playing a lot more. But this is just kind of a let's get started type deal.
Yeah, as I said, like now that the whole Azrael's Bane machine is getting back up and running, I mean, are you guys planning to load into a van and start hitting the road again? Or?
Well, I doubt we'll do extended tours like that. I mean, we actually never really did. We do a lot of fly-in stuff, or we did traditionally. We'll go out and fly out to the region somewhere and usually book some kind of a anchor show, like a festival or something, and then we'll do a small tour in that region, like maybe a week or so while we're there, and that's probably what we're going to continue to do. You do that, we'll do that, four or five times a year typically, and that way you get to hit a lot of the country without actually literally being on the road full time, So, yeah. So that's the way our situations are, with families and other commitments and stuff, it's kind of,
sure.
That's how we typically have to do it, So we call them airplane tours.
It seems like that's what's like everybody's doing anymore.
Well, if you're like 22 years old, you can get away with getting in a van and just disappearing for a year, but
Right.
But not so much when you're, my age, our age, everybody's got responsibilities. I got a mortgage, So it's like, you got to take care of business other ways, cause you can go out, when you're a kid and do it and you, eat top ramen all you want, but on the road, but, you start getting up there in years a little bit, it's a little tough. So, so that's how we're doing it, cause there's not a great deal of money in it anymore. So it's just kind of,
sure.
We'll do it to try to promote the man and get out there and have some fun with it. But still it's kind of a compromise where you can still live up to your responsibilities at home but also still get out there and hit the road a little bit.
Cool. Sounds like a good time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's fun, man. So
absolutely.
Definitely.
Cool. Now, and the re-release called,
its album is Modern Day Babylon, but the label's calling it the Baniac Pack, which is
okay.
Because it's the two album thing. It's a digipack, is what it is. So with both two separate CDs in there. So you get the Modern Day Babylon release with the bonus track, and then you also get the first record, Wings of Innocence, in there as well. So
nice.
It should be. I actually haven't had my hands on a physical copy yet. I've just seen the proofs and stuff, but man, it looks really cool. So I'm excited about it coming out. It looks great. They did a great job on it. So
nice. Very good. Any plans that you're hitting up like East Coast area, you think at all, or?
Yeah. I mean, definitely at some point I would imagine for sure. And we don't have anything concrete right now, but we've got some feelers out there. Are people working on it, looking at what's available, what we can do, what we can't. So, but I mean, at some point we'll hit pretty much, I don't say everywhere, but we'll hit every, major region for
right.
a few select dates. So, we've been to the East Coast a couple of times. We flew into New York, and while we were there, did a few dates, in the general area. And, I would imagine it'd be something similar to that. Actually spoke with somebody last week about the potential of maybe doing something in Maryland, Baltimore area sometime down in the future. So that's potential, but nothing really locked up yet. So, but yeah, I mean, I would imagine good chance we'll be out there.
Nice. Very cool. Hope to see you guys out here in Philly.
Yeah. Well, hey, me too. We've actually never played in Philly, so that would be cool. Man, we've been close to it, but never actually been in Philly. So that would be awesome.
Nice. All right, so let's we're gonna play some tunes from the album. So which
awesome.
Pick three? How about that? Let's do three.
Okay, let's see. So off Babylon, I would say definitely Save Us All. And do you have the bonus track on there?
Do
you have a new version?
Let me see here. And what's the bonus track called?
Edge of Thorns.
Yes.
You have that?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, okay, so those two, and let's see, maybe shake it up a little bit. Let's say The Promise, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of a variety there a little bit.
Nice. Well, there you go. There's your Sophie's Choice. Those three will be played. Those three will be cranked up, tuned up, and ready to roll. So there you go.
Awesome.
Cool. Trey, I want to thank
very
you so
cool,
much.
Very cool.
Good luck with the new release and or the re-release or however you want to phrase it. And I hope to see you guys in Philly. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, thanks for having me. Thank you so much. And, we'll hope to see you out there soon.
Awesome. Cool. Take care, man.
All right. You too.
Despicable acts of terror. For all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. Although bitterness and hatred and violence across the world, we're hunting down the killers. For the children whose worlds have been shattered.
I don't think about you anymore. thought was right. He answered the call and shipped out to the sound of a crying. A promise he made to her will all return to you somehow. Just fought for the mouth of war beneath the nightmare sky where the mortars fall like a rain. Orders come down from high above and brave men fall in a river of blood and sell their lives for every precious inch they gain. It was just another dawn patrol when fate made itself known and a shot from the
Promise. Great band. Check them out. Remember to look for them all over social media. Look for them on iTunes. Get their album. Get their music. You will not be disappointed. So, all right. You know what? We only have two bands, two acts, two artists. So, right now, we're at the halfway point of the show. So, I'm going to take our commercial break. I'm going to bang that out. So check out our sponsors and stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be back in a flash. And on the second half of the show, we got John Adams from Love and War. Stay tuned.
This is AC Slade, and you are listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings with top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your ghoul friend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Ex-Wives of Rock.
This is Chris Holmes.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the Metal Cowboy.
Hey, everyone, this is Todd LaTorre from Queensryche.
This is Lita Ford, and you are listening to Totally Driven Radio. Kiss me deadly, baby.
All right, welcome back. Totally Driven Radio, Bay Ragney here. I hope you're still here. You better be here, and I know you are here, because you're totally driven, I'm totally driven, and we're going to make the whole friggin' world totally driven. So, without further ado, here he is, Mr. John Adams. The band is called Love and War. John.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I'm ready now, man.
Awesome.
Cool. You know, I went back last night, and I looked, I'm like, shit, I what the fuck was I thinking?
Well, you know what? I almost spaced out completely today, and I just happened to be running back to my house, you know, because I work out of my house for my business, and I got on my computer. I had to do some paperwork and stuff, and I just happened to look at the clock, and it was 12:45. I was like, oh, shit, and I just happened to get here. I almost ran another errand, so trust me, it happens.
Too funny. What kind of business you got?
Well, it's construction. What I do, we build parks, basically. I install commercial playgrounds, and we build shade canopies and, you know, and pavilions and stuff like that. We do a lot of work for, like, the cities, neighboring cities around here, school districts, and I work for some general contractors and stuff. So you know, it's I tried my hand at, you know, living on playing music, you know, and you know, toured professionally for 3 years all over the United States back in the late 80s. And it just, you know, it was fun. You know, the debauchery was fantastic. You know, it was cool being on the road, but it just, you know, there was just no money there. And then I had met this girl, and she got pregnant, and, you know, we had a son, so I basically, you know, had to work a real job. But, of course, never stopped playing music, never stopped playing. I just, instead of, like, you know, touring in Michigan or in the Midwest, you know, we did everything regional, you know, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas. We just kind of kept around in that area at the time, so, which is pretty much what Love and War is doing right now. You know, we're waiting for that opportunity for a promoter to say, man, we love your music. We'd love you to come play some festivals or something. And, you know, we're pretty sure that's going to happen. But in the meantime, you know, we've been playing regionally around here, just getting the word out.
Nice. You know, it seems like, I guess the last like, couple weeks, I mean, I've interviewed some other people, some other bands from Texas, you know, hard rock and metal like yourselves, and also blues as well. And it seems like Texas just has, like, a totally happening music scene going on.
It really does. I'll tell you what, and even as we speak, right now is South by Southwest, which is a huge, you know, music festival that's going on. That people, it's kind of like NAMM, but it's music, you know, without the product, you know what I mean? It's just about the music. I don't know if you've heard of it, but the music scene here is really, you know, not as much as metal as it is. Like Austin, for instance, is more, you know, I would say blues, you know, rock, not necessarily really metal, but there is a lot of metal around here. But, you know, San Antonio, as an example, is more of a metal town than Austin is.
Okay.
And, yeah, but there is, you know, there's definitely no lack of musicians down here in bands. And one thing cool about it I've noticed, too, is that a lot of these Texas bands down here kind of have their own kind of sound, you know, and which is kind of
right.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you think it's been the explosion of that South by Southwest festival? I mean, it's really gained a lot of attention, more and more each year. You think that has a big part to do with it?
I think it really does, and I think because people understand that there's such a big music, you know, it's kind of like the Mecca down here in the Southwest, that, you know, it attracts a lot of musicians and a lot of people, not if anything just to move here, just but out of curiosity. And once they come and they see it and they experience it, then, you know, hey, there's been a lot of people moving down here, not only just because of the music, because the economy is really good. So, I mean, it's growing. I mean, every year, you know, like South by Southwest gets bigger and bigger, and so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
Nice. Now, this band that you're in now, Love and War, I mean, you guys have been around for a little while, but it was pretty mind-blowing to see that, I mean, you guys, it was you and the guitarist, you guys have been playing together for, what, over 30 years, it looked like?
Well, actually, yeah, I'm the guitar player, it's the singer, Jeff Vandenberg, my singer.
Yeah,
we have been playing together, man, since 1982, so it's been, if I do the math, what, 34 years.
Wow.
Was that them right? 34 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess that is. Damn, it has. Wow, it's crazy. Yeah, I had a band called Works back, you know, after I'd just gotten out of high school and stuff, and he had as well, and he was living in El Paso, and he was here working with the company. They would do window washing, you know, hang from high-rises in downtown Houston, and I ran into him at Cardi's on Westheimer, which used to be huge, man, you know, back in the day. I mean, anybody and everybody had played there, you know, that was up and coming in the rock, hair metal, whatever. And I ran into him and, you know, at the club, and I just said, hey, you know, I got this band, we're talking about music, I'm looking for a singer. And he goes, I'm a singer. Lo and behold, he was in town for a few days. He came out to our rehearsal. We loved him, he loved us, and he packed up his stuff when he got back to El Paso and moved to Houston. And it's been on ever since. Yeah, crazy, huh? So, yeah, me and him are like the heart.
It must have been a hell of an impression that first time for him just to pack up and move over.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I mean, if you've ever been in El Paso and you know, and you see Houston, you're like, you know, screw El Paso. I'm moving here because there's so much going on here, you know. So, I'm sure that was part of the attraction.
That's awesome.
Yeah, now, but me and him, you know, we're the heart and soul. We write all the songs, and you know, and me and him have been actually, we started this band back in the early 2000s, and you know, we had this band called Lestat for a long time in the 90s, and I think it was around 2000, 2001, had a reunion. And out of that reunion, we said, let's get back together and play, because we took some time off, and we started this band, Love and War, and pretty much just never looked back.
Now, being that you do own your own business and all, and you know, unfortunately, real life does take over for all of us, how was it for you getting back into the grind? I mean, did it, like, refuel that whole hunger, like, you've been missing this, you've been wanting to get back on the saddle and doing this, and getting back out there, possibly going back on the road again, or?
Well, actually, I never really kind of stopped. I mean, now if you want to, use the touring thing, for example, I mean, we always played. I never stopped playing, whether it was locally or regionally, but as far as getting back out and touring again, I mean, if the time was right, I know there wouldn't be a lot of money in it, but there's no problem in doing short tours or, you know, not anybody really goes out for long lengthy tours anymore unless you're big time and you're pulling in a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we would actually you know would embrace an opportunity to go out with a band and we actually missed a great opportunity to go out with Whitesnake on some tours, and a promoter friend of mine had gotten a phone call from their promoter, and they were looking for somebody, you know, and he wanted to know if there was anybody down in the Texas area to do some gigs with them in the Southwest, and the problem was he had texted me about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they needed an answer immediately, and if I would have got the text, which I didn't, I slept through it, there was a good chance that we could have done probably, you know, eight, ten shows with them. That would have been, a dream of a lifetime.
Wow.
But unfortunately,
sure,
you know, they found somebody else, and we missed the boat.
Damn, that sucks.
But even though, I know it sucks, man. But you know, I'm optimistic. I know that there's now that you know, our CD is getting out there, and people are hearing about us and everything, and digging the music. I know there'll be some other opportunities, so you know, we're optimistic, and we just want to get out and play. And man, we've got our new CD is written. And the new songs are great. We are really stoked. We are actually going in the recording studio. We're hoping probably in about 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And yeah, and I mean, we've already got what, 10 or 11 songs written, finalized, and man, I've got another small handful of ones that I've just recently wrote that are just smoking, and so we're gonna have a lot of cool songs to pick from, and it's pretty much just like the last one, Up the Ante, but I would think it might be a little bit tastier, man, a little bit more right. Melodic type metal rock, and I'm excited.
Very cool. Now, the last Up the Ante came out in 2012. Why the big gap there?
Well, we actually had sat on it there for a while. We ended up getting a new bass player. Our current bass player, Ray Solis, was not on the record, and okay. There was a little bit of. And then what happened too is we sat on the masters for a while. I didn't even get them printed out till like what 2 years ago, and we finally got them all out. And really, the whole idea with that was, you know, we didn't have anybody to promote us. When, you know, when we got the CDs in and stuff, we were pushing just locally and regionally when we would play out, selling them at the shows and everything. And, and you know, I was going to put them on Amazon, CD Baby and everything and get them out there. And then, you know, we ran into Ben and, you know, who's promoting us now. And, you know, that's just been a big whirlwind of things that's been happening for us now, and so we're like, okay, well, you know, let's put the CD out, let's start getting serious about, you know, getting our name out there, and so that's basically what has happened. There was just some time where we just really didn't do anything to promote it.
Wow, I mean, dude, it's killer album, like it's killer stuff, like it's very rockin' classic hard rock metal. I mean, it's just great stuff.
Yeah, and you know, we're real excited, you know, that we got it out there, and we're finally saying, hey, you know, let's do this, you guys, and start getting serious about it, and you know, thus since the gap, I mean, there's been a lot going on for us. We've been writing, you know, brand new songs. You know, some of those songs on Up the Ante, you know, we've been already playing for, you know, a few years and stuff, but everything we have now is brand new, and. And we are, you know, real excited for everybody to hear it. If you like Up the Ante, you're really going to like the new stuff.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to
hear it. Yeah, and if everything goes right, we should have it printed out and sent out probably by summer, maybe by the end of summer. So we're going to try to keep everything on track and make it happen.
Cool. And then hopefully get on some festivals.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, if everything keeps snowballing, you know, and we get some opportunities, we've actually, you know, with Ben from Online Metal Promo, is actually, you know, got some really good European airplay for us, and you know, Japan and Italy, nice. And you know, for us, it would just be fantastic to maybe. Do something in Europe and maybe play some big, because they're having big festivals all the time. You know, something over there would be fantastic. You know, anything that happens here, we would love to come to the East Coast. I mean, we had played before previously, me and Jeff, on the Sunset Strip in L.A. a few times, but we've never really been to the East Coast. So, I mean, it would be great to come out there. Where are you out of, actually?
Philly.
You're out of Philly. Man, dude, my brother lives in Norristown.
Yeah, you know what? Here, I want to laugh. Right now, where my office is, where my real day job is, I'm literally 2 seconds from Norristown.
Holy shit. What a trip.
I'm in Plymouth meeting.
Oh, no kidding. I was just up in Philly. When was it? Well, about 2 months ago. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see some pictures of me at Pat's Steakhouse.
Nice.
Downtown. Matter of fact, that's my profile pic is me and my fiance eating some hoagies. Pretty cool.
That's
yeah, we were at downtown at the market and stuff. And I love Philly, man. I used to live there many years ago. when I was a kid growing up, when they had the naval, the active naval base there, my dad was stationed there. Yep.
Oh, no kidding.
So he was, yeah, it's pretty cool. I love that whole area. I got real good friends in Philly as well.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so now you have to come out here. You got a whole Philly connection going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, I try to come there a lot, you know, well, whenever I can anyway, and next time I come up there, which will hopefully probably be sometime maybe by this summer or probably by the fall, because I like the weather change there, you know, and I'll look you up, man, you know, and
yeah,
you know, help. Maybe I can personally deliver you some new CDs and some T-shirts and stuff, but we'll keep in touch for sure.
Absolutely. Very cool. Cool. See, now it means there would be more.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said it means even more now.
Oh, absolutely. Hell yeah.
Now, you know,
are you a player
too.
Yourself?
I used to.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have a wall of guitars sitting there that just collect dust. I played in a local like punk metal band for like 16 years, and broke up like 5 years ago, and I haven't touched really nothing since.
Oh yeah, I know the feeling, man. You know, there was a time back, you know, before we started Love and War. You know, it was just kind of a weird time, and there was probably a couple of years there where after Lestat broke up and before we did Love and War, that I took a couple of years off. But I always practiced and played, of course, but wasn't playing in a band, and I just kind of needed a break, you know. And it was kind of cool that we did, because when we did do the Lestat reunion and we formed Love and War, it was all fresh again, you know? So
right.
It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Now, it seems like, too, you guys are like the go-to band whenever the national acts come through. So I saw you guys just recently opened for Ace and Y&T.
Oh, God, yeah, we did. Last year we've done Loudness, Y&T, Sebastian Bach, Dangerous Toys, Ace Frehley, Crocus, which was amazing, man. I love that band. And
wow.
For them to come here, you know, and us to get to play them was a real treat. Night Ranger, we did Night Ranger.
Nice.
We've done MSG, Queensryche, and what's today, Friday, day after tomorrow, we are doing UFO here in Houston.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah. And basically the way that's been happening, and everybody says, especially around here locally, everybody's complaining, hey, why are you getting all the gigs? We know blah, blah, blah. So basically there's a local promoter here that's bringing in those bands, okay? And me and him have been friends, you know, for, 25, 26 years. You know, we go way back when his band that he was managing at the time in Dallas, Bellicose, and we've been friends ever since. So, you know, he's kind of hooking us up, and he's a big fan, and he likes our music, and we sell a lot of tickets. So, you know, he's been giving us some really good shows, and, you know, we're about to take some time off after this UFO gig. I think we have, we may do Tom Kiefer in about 2 months. We'll see if that he can make that happen with his management, But besides that, we're going to be taking some time off because we're going to, you know, we're concentrating on pre-production for the record, and then going in the recording studio. So
cool.
So we will have some time off, which is cool. We need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Recharge the batteries, get the new music rolling, and get out there.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, when we have our rehearsals, you know, they're so focused on, okay, well, we have this gig coming up. You know, we got this gig coming up. And so, you know, we're working on our set, changing songs around, and we need that time to just say, okay, let's concentrate on the new music, you know, the new ideas that I've written or just the new ones that we did, to pick them to pieces, you know, do some pre-production so that when we go in the studio, everybody's clear. Because, you know, even now, you know, we're live when we've been doing our last few gigs, we have some brand new songs that we've been playing, and there's just little things here and there that we need to fix. And, you know, it just, that's just where you go in the studio, man. And you just, you tear everything apart and make sure everybody's playing, everybody's on the same page with every, you know, every note, every beat, everything. And,
right.
That's what we're looking forward to doing.
Cool. Very cool. Well, this has been awesome. And,
awesome.
We've made friends now. And
yeah, man, look, you can find, of course, Love and War on Facebook. you'll see our big logo. It's red and black and white. It says Love and War across it. You know, there's some other stuff about Love and War out there. There's some discussion groups and stuff. And if you can't find it, because there's some other people outside of Texas that have had problems finding it, just put in Love and War Houston, and you can find us on Facebook. You can find me, John Anthony Adams, and you can send me a personal request as well. And just keep in touch. I'll keep you updated on how the CDs, the new CD is going, and we'll definitely be in touch.
Cool. Well, we got to play some from Up the Ante, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you pick two, and then I'm going to go through and pick one.
Okay, you want me to pick two?
Pick two.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go with Dead Man Walking. And how about Meltdown?
You got it.
All right, cool. All right, look, I'll tell you what. You know, we really, really need to play 6 Feet Under. That's probably better. So play. I'll tell you what. Play instead of Dead Man Walking. Do Meltdown and 6 Feet Under.
You got it.
Okay. Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right, John, cool. This has been awesome, and I'm going to hit you up on Facebook, and this is going to get played Tuesday night.
You got it, Bay, and I will be in touch, my friend. It was a pleasure to meet
Absolutely.
You. Great talking to you, and looking forward to talking to you again.
Definitely. Thanks, man.
Okay, you got it, brother. All right, see you soon.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Dead man's shoes. Don't take me down.
Welcome back, Totally Driven Radio. There you go, John Adams, Love and War, and we played for you. We played three songs. We played Dead Man Walking, Meltdown, and 6 Feet Under. All right, I just want to remind everybody, at Totally Driven Radio, we are part of the Totally Driven Entertainment Network, and we are a multimedia platform, and we're dedicated to bringing you total entertainment. Make sure to check us out on the web at totallydrivenentertainment.com for a complete listing of our upcoming shows, blogs, videos, and much, much more. Check us out on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and don't forget to check us out on also a few of our dedicated weekly shows. We have shows every day going on our network. You can check out, as of tomorrow morning, the Coco Wee Wee Show, Thursday night. You have at 5 o'clock, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrar. 8 o'clock, Totally Driven Radio returns. Friday night, you got Uncle Shawnee's Playground and the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour. So make sure you check us out, like I said, totallydrivenentertainment.com for all upcoming shows, our blogs, and much, much more. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Totally Driven Radio tonight. Thanks to the bands, Love and War, and to Azriel's Bane. Make sure you look them up. Check them out all over the web, Facebook, etc., and iTunes. Get their music. You will not be disappointed. Until I return on Thursday night, make sure you just remember these two very important words. Stay driven.